When people buy a plot at a cemetery, they assume their final resting place will be taken care of forever. But cemeteries across the state are struggling financially because the one-time fees people pay for burials don't cover the costs of never-ending maintenance. As Barbara Brozier reports, that's forcing cemeteries to change their business models and even sparking a change in law.
I'm a 10, here we go, 50, now 100. I got 50, now $100. I'm a 50.
In his 43 years as an auctioneer, Jeff Boston has never had a job quite like this.
This is a strange one.
Among the hand-carved clocks and unique works of art he's auctioning off in Sullivan, people are also bidding on something a lot more permanent.
Auctioning off a funeral and grave plots and headstones and This will be a first for me in 43 years.
It's one of the ways the community is trying to raise money for its historic Center Ridge Cemetery. The city owns the 45 acres, and taxpayers have been subsidizing maintenance costs for more than a decade. Superintendent Dick Crooks says it's not enough to cover major repairs.
We've got a serious problem with our culvert in front where our arch is, and that is going to cost 133 feet long. That's going to cost us about $60,000 to $75,000 to replace, to put an insert in it.
They also need to repair more than 2 miles of road at a cost of about $175,000. The auction and subsequent donations only raised a small portion of what they need. Money isn't just an issue for Center Ridge. Cemeteries across the state are struggling to keep up with costs. Casey Miller is the executive director of Divine Mercy Funeral Home in Fort Wayne and of the Indiana Cemetery Association. He says the way cemetery funding works in Indiana can pose a challenge. Cemeteries are required by state law to put a certain percentage of every dollar they earn on burials and cremations into what's called their perpetual endowment care funds. The idea is that it will give them the money they need to care for the cemetery forever. But until recently, Miller says cemeteries could only spend the interest generated on the fund.
We're living in a very low interest rate environment. So therefore, the interest rate from these endowment care funds is very, very low, and the earnings is very low.
A law that went into effect in July gives cemeteries more flexibility with how they can use their perpetual care funds. Miller says it creates what's called a unitrust option.
It gives the cemetery board of directors, or those in charge of making financial decisions, the option to use between 3% and 5% of the value of that endowment care fund to offset the maintenance costs of that cemetery.
But Miller says that change alone isn't enough. About 48% of Hoosiers now prefer cremation, so many cemeteries are reevaluating their business models. He helped the Greenhill Cemetery in Bedford do just that a couple of years ago. President of the Cemeteries Association, Daniel Bortner, says they were running into serious cash flow issues.
We were not in the cremation business at all. If you wanted to have cremains buried, you had to buy a burial plot and bury it just like you would a casket and vault.
The cemetery recently installed its first columbarium, which can hold the cremains of dozens of people. And the association is brainstorming other ways to bring in extra revenue. On top of regular costs like mowing and cutting down trees, they're responsible for repairing headstones that deteriorate over time. And the stones you'll find here in Green Hill are especially unique, thanks to the area's limestone heritage. One of the most famous is the Baker Stone, which resembles a life-size workbench.
The individual who is buried here was a stone carver, and the gentleman that worked with him decided that his memorial stone, needed to be a replica of his workbench. So this is his personal workbench as it looked the day that he passed away, the way that he left it.
It's a testament to the person who rests here, but also the community itself.
You can tell the caliber of a community by how they respect those who've come before us.
That's why so many cemeteries across the state are trying hard to reinvent themselves and ensure the financial futures of our final resting places. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.